Wednesday morning, 19th, or the 18th of July. There's a scripture that is found in Psalms, and it says in Psalm 118:6, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" What can man do unto us? Absolutely nothing without the approval of God Almighty. Man is not in control. God is in control. Satan had to get permission before he did anything to Job. Matthew 10:26, "Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known." We go through an awful lot in this life that we weren't planning on going through. I cannot believe how naive I was as a young adult, even as a, if you would call it, a teenager or young adult, even after I was married, how I had kind of a very naive view of life, but yet not faced all the struggles and strifes that I was going to have to face. And I'm glad I didn't know the future, because I probably would have gotten so discouraged that I would have maybe thrown in the towel. But God grants us the mercy and grace to keep on going, doesn't he? So we take comfort in knowing that if we're attacked, if we're maligned, if people say things they don't understand, they may not understand what we're going through, we cannot be attacked. We cannot be maligned. People cannot do anything to us unless it is ordained by God. They let Paul over a wall in a basket. That was ordained of God. They whipped Paul. They beat Paul with rods. He was in travail and cast out of a boat. He was eventually killed. God ordained it. After his conversion, it said, "Many things must Paul suffer," I'm paraphrasing, "for the cause of Christ." We don't know what we will have to suffer or go through in this life. But the foundation of God stands sure, having this seal: "The Lord knoweth them that are his. And let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity." 2 Timothy 2:19. In John 10, we're told that he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Well, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you, depart from me that work iniquity. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. He said, Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Set me as a seal upon thy heart, as a seal upon thine arm. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knoweth them that trust in him. Psalm 1:6, Isaiah 49:16. He says, I go prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. John 14:2-3. Well, the poor widow, she cast in a mite, remember? And Mark 14:8 says, She hath done what she could, the poor widow hath cast more than they all. Whosoever shall give you a cup of water to drink in my name, because ye belong to Christ, verily I say unto you, he shall not lose his reward. There be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. Let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. Let the brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food. And one of you say unto him, Depart in peace, be warmed and filled, notwithstanding ye give them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it profit? He which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. When ye shall have done all these things which are commanded, you say, We are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do. Luke 17:10. Well, I'm thankful that God has put within us a spirit. I'm glad that he gives us knowledge of sin. It brings us to repentance. And faith in the completed work of Jesus Christ for us. Not of works of righteousness that we have done. Not of works of righteousness that we have done. But he has saved us with a holy calling, not according to our works. But we are chosen in him from the foundation of the world to be conformed to the image of his Son. Many use the doctrine of election as justification for not doing anything. But if a person is an elect child of God, that propels them. Paul says, Be not weary in well-doing. And cease not to do good works. It's ordained that we should walk in them. It has nothing to do with our eternal salvation. but it is evidence that we are elect children of God if we do those things that are pleasing to God. May the good Lord be with you this day in a special way, is my prayer. God bless you.